This goes to Dr. Prouty, P-R-O-U-T-Y, fax 989-875-3732. Regarding Darrell, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, Archambault, it's A-R-C-H-A, M like Mary, B like boy, A-U-L-T. Date of birth 6-7 of 1940. Dear Dr. Prouty, this is a follow-up visit from Mr. Archambault with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, chronic atrial fibrillation, and hypertension. His last visit was June 27th of 2023. He's feeling well. The patient is unable to be on any form of blood thinners due to cerebral bleed in the past. He is feeling well. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit, and he will be traveling to Florida for several months this month. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. And home blood pressures are generally ranging between 130 and 140 over 70 or 80. Medications. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from previous visit. Physical exam. Weight, 191 pounds. Pulse 78 and blood pressure is 140 over 80. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/28/2023. Creatinine is 1.31, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 54, albumin 4.1, calcium 9.8, phosphorus 3.3, sodium 136, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 28, hemoglobin 16.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, no progression and no uremic symptoms. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, atrial fibrillation, which is chronic, and anticoagulation is contraindicated because of his hemorrhagic stroke history. 4, polyarthromyalgia rheumatica, currently stable on 10 milligram of prednisone every other day. Next is history of congestive heart failure without exacerbation. The patient will have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.